What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, guys, last night, Dev Shah from Largo, Florida, became this year's champion of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Oh.
Yep. I know they used to air this on ESPN, which it's not anymore, but it's still very entertaining to me nonetheless when you see these clips of these kids that just spell these crazy words. So the 14-year-old's winning word was, and I'm going to ask you guys both if you can spell it, samophile.
Samophile?
Yes, an organism that thrives in sandy soils.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take my headphones off. I'm going to walk away for about 10 seconds. George, you spell it. I don't want to hear you spell it so that I can come back and I can spell it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Getting up right now.
Samophile. I bet you that. Okay, go ahead. Is he gone? I guess so.
Samo.
That's one of those that for sure, okay? You said it's an organism that what?
An organism that thrives in sandy soils.
Okay, so for sure that's one of those weird ones that has like either like a silent T or like a silent P or something like that. I'm going to say P. Am I right?
Yep. Keep going.
S.
Keep going.
A. Samophile, you said?
Yep, samophile.
Okay, P-S-A-M...
Sir, you are running out of time.
P-S-A-M-O-P-H-I-L-E.
Very close. Very close. You had one letter
what
off.
What did I miss?
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E.
Oh,
you only had one
freak.
M in there.
Damn it.
Can't be proud
right,
of
I'm back.
That.
I haven't heard anything. I'm back.
Oh, okay. Perfect
Seriously,
timing.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. I walked
right.
out.
Okay, go ahead.
I walked
Cappy,
out.
Cappy, samophile, an
All
organism
right.
that thrives in sandy soils.
Samophile, an organism that does what?
That thrives in sandy soils.
Thrives in sandy soils. Can you give me the origin of the word?
Greek.
Uh-huh. Can you use it in a sentence?
Joey played with the samophile on the beach.
Oh. Okay. All right, samophile, samophile. S A M A F I L E.
What are you, Billy
Samophile.
Madison?
Sam A File.
No,
Sam is his
it.
First name, A's his middle initials, Sam A File.
George was really close. It's P S A M M O P H I L E.
Oh, really?
He had one. He had only one M in there.
I tried to keep it simple.
I know you did, but you're
wrong. No, if it's one of those like biological words and crap, like it's got to have like a funky spelling.
Yeah.
How come?
And there's
ESPN
only so many. There's
it?
Only two letters that you could do that are silent in front of an S. So
what are they? P,
P
and T.
Yeah.
Well, why does ESPN not televise the spelling bee? And
I don't know.
If
it's
they
the
don't,
well, they don't
rights.
Have the rights to it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this. You know how, like, when you hear about leagues and rights, and they're like, they just got $100 billion for their rights. Like, nobody bought the spelling bee? That's it? They're done. Without ESPN, they're toast.
You know, I'm going to look into that, Cappy, because I feel like that is actually an interesting question, and I know you're a big media nerd.
Okay,
but
Cappy, how about we do this? Do we have, like, you want to do different music for this spelling bee? Like, you can do sports athletes' names.
Ooh,
we have like
names?
Some other music we could do.
That is tough.
No, I mean, we won't do all the. I'll do some of the hard ones, but I will do some that I think Cappy should get.
Okay.
I mean, there's one in particular. Like I remember that used to get me all the time when I used to be a reporter was Roethlisberger, and I used to have to say like Roethlisberger to myself.
Yeah, that's
when
how
I
say it too.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Cappy, we'll start you off with an easy one.
All right.
Your gutty little Padres, Xander Bogaerts.
You want me to spell Bogaerts?
Or Xander?
Full name.
Both
full
name. Name, preferably. But
yeah. I think it's with an X. I think, is it X-A-N-D-E-R, Xander?
Yeah,
and then
that's right.
B-O-E-G-A-R-T-S, Bogaerts?
No, it's B-O-G-A-E-R-T-S.
Oh.
Ooh, that
close,
is tricky.
Though.
It's hard. Okay.
Yeah. All right, how about this one? You ready?
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
That one used to get me, too.
W-A-D-E?
No, the first name, bro.
Oh, I didn't know I had to spell Dwayne. I thought last name was acceptable.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dwayne. Dwayne. Is it D-W-A-Y-N-E?
No, it's D-W-Y-A-N-E.
Dwyane. You have to say Dwyane Wade when you spell it. Yep.
Oh.
It's a tricky one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, see, that one you would think would be easy, and you can't get it. You know what I'm
how
saying?
About, too. Cap, how about James Jones? No, I'm just kidding.
J-O-N-E-Z, James Jones? J-A-M-E-Z-J-O-N-E-Z. James Jones.
How about Ndamukong Suh?
Oh, this is a tough one. This is a tough one.
That is a tough one.
This is a tough call. This is a tough call. I'm going to have to make this call. Ndamukong. It starts with an N. N-D.
Yeah.
Amakin. O-M-E-K-E-N. Ndamukong.
No, no. It's N-D-A-M-U-K-O-N-G. Ndamukong. I even did, like said it for you. Ndamukong Suh.
I know. Ndamukong.
Yeah.
It's a hard name.
Yeah.
How about can you spell Tua Tuai via Vala Vola?
What about Krzyzewski?
Oh, that one is... I don't know how to do that one.
Can you do that? No, of course you can't, Cap.
Krzyzewski, basically. It's something like that.
Oh, yeah, it is with a K, isn't it? Coach K. That's why they call him Coach K.
Yeah. Can you do it? There's multiple Z's in there.
I don't know. There's Coach Alphabet is what they should have called him because every letter of the damn alphabet's in that name.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. Let me see who else.
Dwayne Wade is like the most misspelled one, though, according to this.
Oh, yeah, because everyone just assumes like Cappy did. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here you go, Cappy. Austin Eckler.
That one's hard, too. I always do that one wrong.
Isn't it E-C-K-E-L-E-R?
No, E-K-E-L-E-R.
Yeah, no, C.
E-K-E-L-A-R? What?
Yeah.
I got every one of these wrong.
Yeah.
What about Brett Favre?
See. Oh, yeah. How about Brett Favre?
Isn't it F-A-V-R-E?
That's right. You got
that. There you go, Cappy. You see, you finally got one right.
I know. I could just, because I could see it on the back of his jersey.
Okay.
J.J. Redick gets me, too, because it only has one D in it.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick's got great hair.
He does.
He got a good look, that guy.
Now you see why I think he's a dreamboat. And
you do, man.
Push you off the ledge.
I know. Well, listen, I tell you, man, George, if you show up with your boyfriend, J.J. Redick, and I show up with my guy, Tom Brady, man, we brought the two hot dudes.
Yeah.
Me and you is what I'm talking about.
Right, right. So, all right, there's our spelling bee, impromptu. all right, Cappy.
Yeah.
Here are the other rumors, okay? So I gave you the Lakers are allegedly linked to Miles Turner, okay? They're also potentially linked to one, and now we kind of discussed this the other day, but it was a different variation of it. Fred VanVleet, D'Angelo Russell instead. Now, I think... You know, people all automatically assumed, oh, Malik Beasley and Mo Bamba and Max Christie in the first round pick for VanVleet. I don't know if Toronto would do that, to be honest with you. But Russell maybe would be a better fit in that regard in a sign and trade scenario. But then again, as you heard our guy Bobby Marks say 2 days ago, that limits them in regards to they get hard capped. It becomes a little more challenging. More cap gymnastics at that point, more minimum veteran minimum guys in that scenario, but you can't lose them for nothing. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to probably put yourself in that box regardless. But our boy Jovan Buha, okay?
Jovan, not Johan.
Yeah. Do you want to spell his name?
Jovan Buha. J, because it's not a Y, but it is a J O, Jovan. J-O-V-J-O-V-A-N, Buha. Do I go with the B-O-O? No, B-U, B-U-H, no, B-U-J, Buha, B-U-H-A, J-O-V-A-N-B-U-H-A.
You got it, Cap. Congratulations.
I got one right.
Hey. There you go. You got another one.
Shout out to you, Jovan.
You're on a roll now. But that one to me makes a little more sense. Like if I was Toronto, not, you know, I guess the thing with Toronto is what do they want to be? Like, do they want to compete?
Well, that's just it. You're getting right at it. Because what is the dollar? I don't remember what Bobby said the other day. What is the dollar figure that a guy like D'Angelo Russell would get? Even if you knew you were doing a sign and trade, like, what would that number be?
It's probably going to be high 20s or low 30s.
Okay. So I'm just thinking, I'm putting myself, how much?
High 20s to low 30s per year. He's already making 30, so I don't know how much of a pay cut he's going to be willing to take.
I guess what I was thinking to myself is if I'm Toronto, do I want to make this deal? And the $30 million obviously sounds like a ridiculous amount of money, but in the NBA, if you're a good player, that's what you make. Not if you're the superstar number one on your team, but if you're good, you make $30 million. But on the other hand, I'm thinking to myself, does D'Angelo Russell help me win a championship? Do I think he's that kind of a player? In a role as a number three scorer on a team, is D'Angelo Russell a championship caliber guy? Do I want to pay him $30 million a year to just be good?
Well, and here's the thing. If I'm Toronto, I guess the more I think about it, it just depends on what direction they want to go in, right? Because if they want to just, like, take guys like Beasley and Bamba and whatever and Max Christie in the pick, they're really doing it for Max Christie in the pick, and they're just going to waive those guys because there's team options on those guys.
Well, Max Christie is still, like, 19 years old.
No, I know, but that, but
that's,
right,
that's why
Toronto's,
you might want him.
To build to the future, and you're getting the Lakers' first-round pick and all that stuff, and you're just waiving the other guys. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you're doing it for. If you're going for D'Angelo Russell, you're bringing in D'Angelo Russell because you think he's going to be a part of something you're going to do at least for a year or two.
Yeah. Yeah, just I feel like D'Angelo Russell, there was so much talk going into the Western Conference Finals about having pressure on him because he was in this contract situation, and I feel like for him, it's unfortunate, but it was the conference finals were such a failure for him that it feels like he's just cost himself a lot of money and a lot of credibility, you know?
Mm-hmm. What about DeMar DeRozan for, like, D'Angelo Russell?
Oh, I still think DeMar DeRozan would be great with the Lakers. I mean, that was supposed to be a done deal 2 years ago before Russ. I'd love to see him, but it's 2 years later, so... I say it like that because we've seen what LeBron has become 2 years later. A guy who can score 31 and a half, but can't really stay healthy. But I would like to see DeMar DeRozan. I'd be good with that.
Because I know the Bulls have said they're not willing to trade him, but I don't buy that.
Not believing that, huh?
Maybe not right now, they're not willing to trade him.
Okay.
But I still think at some point they're going to blow that thing up.
Mm-hmm. I'd have no problem with that.
So those are the three that I'm looking at. Plus, there's the whole Austin Reeves thing, which the Lakers, according to Jovan, the Lakers are going to match any contract that he signs up to that $100 million that he can get
from
somebody else.
I love that story.
Yeah. They view him as the third best player at the moment.
Well, he's also a what I'll call a marketable commodity.
Well, Andy Kamenetsky saw some billboard. What was that billboard that Andy saw?
For like some law firm that's like a lemon. Because, you know, there's like a whole big thing going on in the state right now about lemon laws for cars and stuff.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of law firms now that specialize in that.
Yeah. You know?
Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, we both had problems with lemon.
Well, I know, because Laura just the other day
really?
You were telling me that you got squeezed like a lemon. And I was like, dude, you got to hook up with one of these law firms.
LemonDaddy.com.
The sled?
Austin Reeves.
So not
no, not mine.
Not,
not
hers.
Not
mine. Mine.
Oh, my last car.
Laura's.
Yeah, so I had a car. My 2016 got replaced with a 2021, and now my 2021 is a lemon. So, you know, just my luck. Sucks.
How is a car, like, what is the definition of a lemon?
For what it's worth, Cappy, like, California's laws, like lemon laws, are extremely beneficial. They're the best in the entire country.
For the consumer,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and since I bought my car in Ohio, had I bought it in California, I would have been protected by the lemon law, but
really?
I didn't, so.
So what's the deal? So how do you get a new car?
Basically, it has to be, like, 3 years or within X amount of miles or so many years, and...
It depends. So, because I went through it. So, the first thing is you have to take it into have the same repair more than two times. And then it's like a lot of like mumbo jumbo. But basically, because of where my car was, I feel like it's not good radio if I explain it. But I'm sorry. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
It's a pain in the butt. Like,
it is.
Her and I both dealt with it. Oh, man. It took like 2 years for me to deal with it. Yeah.
You heard me. And like, shout out to Nissan because they did honor the whole thing. They replaced the car, but they replaced it with a lemon, even though it was new. So, you know, there's that. But Google it, people.
They gave you from a lemon to another lemon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty bad luck.
Yeah, so now I got
double
it the first
lemon.
Time. The first time I didn't get a lawyer, this time I'm like, no.
Oh,
I
hell
need
nah.
it. Yeah,
hell
I'm not
nah.
dealing with that.
Hell
no.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways.
This girl needs justice.
Robert Wilkins, our buddy in the Sedano Cap Circle of Trust. You can be part of the Sedano Cap Circle of Trust by going to Twitter and then going to the community section, type in Sedano and Cap. He says, at Sedano, does Toronto have a lot of leverage to demand from the Lakers if Van Vliet can walk for nothing? He does have a player option, but I would say Toronto has plenty of leverage because the Lakers can't sign him outright. So unless they renounce everybody, which they're not going to do. So, yes, is the answer.
There you go.
All right, coming up next, Cappy.
Tell me.
You, me, NBA Finals, keys to the series, review, collision course.
Okay, and then I want to tell you something. You know how you told me the other day that you cried at Ted Lasso?
I did.
I have found myself crying here recently. Sports related.
Oh, let's hear it. I mean, Chris would say you cry here every day, but but perhaps other sports related is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that because we're late to the break again, giving Laura all sorts of grief today. Yes, next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So who do we got here, Laura?
So, sorry. No, I'm like all over the place today. I have Romeo Santos because I actually wanted to go see him tomorrow because he's going to be in concert at SoFi Stadium. I cannot go because I work. But if you guys can, make sure you guys go out because honestly, he puts on a great show. Like I've seen him 3 or 4 times. I'm not big on the concerts at SoFi. I've heard some questionable things about them, but... I just heard, you know, the layouts are not the best for a concert. Just saying. I haven't seen a concert there, but my friends went to go see Grupo Firme, and they were like, eh.
Grupo Firme at the SoFi?
No. The Grupo itself. They love itself, Grupo Firme. The concert situation is not great. I also heard Bad Bunny. I mean, whatever. But the tickets are not bad. Like, they're $45, and, like, floor seats are $200. So I don't think that's bad to see Romeo. He's great in concert.
Yeah, I would agree.
So this is Ella y Yo with Don Omar.
Yeah, AAO.
I don't know if you guys heard the song, but this is a very
I've heard the song. I just didn't know who sang it.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Familiar with the beat, but I didn't know that was him.
So it's basically two friends saying like, hey, you know, don't give up on love, fight for your girl, fight for your wife. And the other friend's like, you know, I don't know. You don't know the situation. Turns out he's having an affair with his wife.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
scandalous.
A lot happening in a song.
It's like a telenovela.
It's a great song, though. I shouldn't love it, but it is a great song. Just saying.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's your rejoin for today.
There you go. Thank
you. With all the mishaps and everything.
Cappy.
Sir.
The Circle of Trust is calling shenanigans on you.
Mm-hmm.
Dead Meow 5.
Mm-hmm.
The keeper of the Cappy cast, as we
to
call him.
That's right. This guy's got, as he has told me, he's explained this to me, he doesn't work. What he does is he sits in his apartment in Koreatown and he monitors the Cappy cast and he monitors the Sedano and Cap show. And then what he does is he takes notes and then he starts to tweet things about both shows so that everybody's informed.
Correct.
So it's good. He's retired.
I put him on the Cappy cast beat.
Do you know
a long time ago?
Do you know that Dead Meow 5?
He's like a good beat reporter.
Well, he's actually asked me, and I've given it some serious consideration.
The beat reporter.
He says, why doesn't he become my personal assistant? Because he has the time, and I have the need.
Yeah.
You know? So I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
Thinking about hiring him.
Maybe. But then who's going to monitor the Cappy cast?
Well, no, it'll be part of his responsibilities ongoing.
Oh, okay. Well, good. If that's the case, then sure. As long as those responsibilities are not rebuked, then I'm okay.
Okay, so what happened?
So anyway, he tweeted a picture from your merch store that says Zan Diego, as in Xander Bogarts, with an X. And he says, Cappy really pretending to not know Xander starts with an X when he has a shirt in his honor saying Zan Diego? Pepe voice. Come on, Cappy.
Why, I knew that it started with an X, didn't I?
You questioned it at the beginning.
Well, I'm a performer, George.
Oh, I see.
You understand? I'm doing that for dramatic effect. Okay. That is humorous interpretation. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, come on, Dead Meow. I thought you knew this stuff.
By the way, congrats to Stanford. They won their tournament game against Alabama in the women's NCAA softball tournament. Ramona was there because she went to Stanford, obviously, and played softball. She flew from Denver to OKC, which is not a you know, it's not a bad flight, actually. It's a pretty easy hop. She caught a foul ball.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
She posted it on social media. I saw it on her Instagram.
That's awesome. Have you guys ever caught a foul ball?
I've never caught a foul ball.
No.
Never.
I did at spring training.
But could you imagine if you're her, you catching a foul ball for your alma mater, a team you played for?
That's cool.
That's sweet.
That's really cool.
That is cool.
I actually love this time of year. It's kind of a weird time of year in sports where, like, the NBA Finals, if your team is in the NBA Finals, obviously it's everything to you. And if you're a huge fan of the league, you're super into it. You know what I mean? But it's like basketball's coming to an end. Hockey's coming to an end. Baseball's going to have a couple months to its own before the NFL kicks off.
The MLS is kicking.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's not as much. I admit it's not as much on my daily radar. I wish
that
it was.
Oh, it will be soon when San Diego gets their MLS team, I'm sure.
You know, I don't think so. I think I'm already kind of an LAFC fan. And I don't think that just because a team moves into town that I have to become a fan of that team.
Okay.
I don't believe you, but
when I've already become... No, seriously. Like, when I've already... I like the LAFC. I like the stadium. I like the energy around the team. I like the fan base.
You love Mario.
I love the LAFC when they're playing at the bank in the CONCACAF finals. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, anyway, I was on a good rant. I was going somewhere, and I don't know where I was. Does anybody know where I was going?
Nope.
Nah.
We never do.
Going, Cappy.
There was a whole point here. Oh. I love this time of year. You ready?
Yeah. Because college baseball, college softball.
Yes, it's fun. It's good. It's you know what? Yeah.
Soon we'll get the Little League World Series, too.
Yes. I like all this.
Yeah.
It's good TV.
Yeah. I agree.
And I'm happy for all these players and all these parents because this is their time of the year where people actually pay attention to them.
Yeah.
You know, college baseball and college softball, it's good.
Yeah. And the Little League World Series?
That
maybe
too.
They'll do the Little League thingy you want them to do, that you wanted Mateo's team to do. What was that thingy you wanted them to do?
Oh, I want them to do the pledge.
The pledge, right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to play. He's going to play in summer ball, so maybe he'll do the pledge there. I don't know.
Dude, you should take Mateo out to San Bernardino when the Little League regionals are played and let him see what it is when you're 12 years old. And, dude, they're fast-tracking you to the Little League World Series right there from San Bernardino.
Yeah. I mean, the Torrance team was in the Little League World Series not too long ago. One of my favorite cities in town. So
we know this.
All right, Cappy, real quick. Laura, give me some NBA music here so we can go through these keys very quickly that we had yesterday and see how it worked out. All right, key number one, how to defend the stars. So clearly, Denver gets an A on that, right? Jimmy Butler had one of his worst games of the series, or of season, excuse me, of the postseason. And Nikola Jokic played really damn well. And I feel like they tried to do their best to defend him, but he is a cheat code, as I mentioned, much like Anthony Davis on offense.
No, he's way beyond the cheat code of Anthony Davis. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. And I love the description of the play, that they played a beautiful game. I mean, it really is interesting and artistic in some kind of weird way to watch the way that Jokic plays the game. Advantage, Denver.
Offensive output from guys not named Butler and Jokic. Now, that one's actually interesting because since Jimmy had a bad game, like, Bam was really good in that game.
It was amazing.
And, you know, Murray was great, too. Aaron Gordon had a good first quarter. Then after that, he had 4 points. And, you know, he was good on defense, but he didn't really do much else after that. Kind of a draw there, I feel like, because you got guys like Haywood Highsmith scoring 18 points. As I mentioned, Bam had a good game. I thought Kyle Lowry had a great floor game. I actually think if Jimmy has a regular Jimmy night, we could have had a more different game. Now, we'll get to the next one, which is three-point shooting. Clearly, Denver better than Miami in that scenario because Miami took way more volume, even though they hit a few more. But the shots that they missed, particularly Max Strus, it was an all-time bad NBA game from the three-point line.
0 for 10 from the field for Strus.
0 for 9 from 3.
From three-point range. And since you're talking about three-point shots, it's just sort of related. Just look at the disparity in free throws Denver took 20 something last night.
Yeah,
Denver was 16 of 20, and Miami 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
Yeah, that you can't happen with a Jimmy Butler team. That's ridiculous. That's him too. That I'm not even blaming the refs there. I'm telling you, that was just they were just taking jumpers. I mean, they were like the Phoenix Suns out there. Mm-hmm. Whose pace will win out? Now that one is interesting because I actually think Miami's pace won out at the end of the day if Denver only scored 104 points.
I'm not so sure.
Really? Because that's what pace is.
I'm not 100% positive. I just this my eye test, George.
Wait, no. Denver runs an incredible amount of plays.
Yeah.
Possessions per game. They did not run anywhere near the amount of possessions they normally run.
All right. Well, we're going to see how this plays out here. I actually
they hit a lot more shots, but that's not pace.
I felt like just looking at the floor, I saw a bigger and faster Denver team.
Well, bigger for sure. I don't think there's any question about that.
Right, let's see how this pace thing plays out.
And then the coaching matchup, I'm going to give it to Malone. Malone had answers. Spoelstra took a chance showing those doubles to Jokic, and he got burned, which is why I'm curious to see what he comes up with for game two.
Yeah, doubling Jokic, just watching him pass the ball, it's actually quite, in fact, it's not just him, it's everybody. The way they just kind of looks like they're going up for shots and they make these outrageous passes all the way across the floor. Jokic is just, people don't want to admit it. They didn't want to give him a three-time MVP. There was almost a campaign against him getting it. That's the best player in the league right now, by far.
All right, Cappy, that's our keys. We'll revisit them throughout the series. Thanks, Christopher. You take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Sedano. All right, so we were talking about vacations a little bit earlier, and apparently about 46% of Americans who get paid time off from work say that they don't use it at all. But turns out that
not
missing...
Steve Mason.
Yeah, definitely not Steve. Not you either, George, but that's another story. Missing out on that time may mean missing out on important health benefits. Research shows that taking vacations can support heart health, improve sleep, and reduce stress. Trips that lasted at least 1 week seemed to be associated with the most favorable behavior changes, and the study also showed that it's more the number of vacation episodes and not necessarily the total number of vacation days that were linked to the most health benefits. Hmm. Do you guys think this information is a big deal or no deal?
So you're saying that basically it's the amount of times you go on vacation for long stretches of time as opposed to the individual number of days?
Yeah, they're saying basically the more vacation you can take, the better.
Sure. I would agree with that. I think you have to take what you get. You know, I one year during the pandemic, I didn't take them. I had a bleep ton rollover, and I ended up taking a whole month off. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I bet.
That's crazy, though, that like half of Americans don't even take all their PTO.
Listen, I was one of those people. I really was for the longest time. I just wouldn't take it, and I would go, and then I'd feel guilty, and I couldn't relax. And now, I gotta think days in advance. Like I'm going on vacation, I want to chill out. Like I want to get there and chill, not chill, and then have to turn around and go home. And in fact, George, I'll tell you something. I'm looking for an idea. I'm looking for somebody who's got a brilliant idea for me. Mm-hmm. I got like a 10-day window in late August that's gonna go right through like Labor Day, and then
go
back
to the Oregon
on.
Coast.
Oregon coast is a nice suggestion because I don't know. Do I want to stay continental U.S.? Do I want to leave and go? Do I want to go somewhere far and exotic? Do I want to relax? Do I want to work out?
Go to Hawaii.
Well, Hawaii in August, though. Hawaii, you should go in the winter. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be hot there and warm
there. I'm looking for concepts. I'm looking for ideas.
But I do remember one of my friends who lived there saying there's one of the islands is particularly nice in August because it's right when the tourist season ends and all the ocean water is really warm and you get a lot of great snorkeling and sea turtles and stuff, but I can't remember which
but
one
I like
is.
This idea of taking multiple vacations, even if that means not leaving, but I gotta plan a birthday party weekend for my girlfriend here in the next couple of weeks. George, I'm way behind, man. I'm way behind.
When's her birthday?
June 21st. Now,
oh wow!
I have taken vacation time.
Holy crap, Cap! Kevin,
what?
No lie though, I'm a great party planner, so I can help you.
But
if
let me
you're
tell
really
you guys,
legit about it.
But let me tell you guys my situation.
But notice how she said, "If you're really legit about it."
Okay, yeah, because listen, I don't think
me,
he is.
No, but let me tell you my situation. So I've already put in for vacation days. 21, 22, 23. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
Now, because I'm so unorganized, now I'm thinking that the better days off might be the following week, which would be like the 26th, 27th, 28th-ish, right?
When is your actual birthday, Kev?
The 21st.
Okay.
But then I got to go reorganize the
days. Is a Wednesday.
Yeah, right. But then if I want to change it to the next week, then I got to go through the red tape of changing the vacation days.
So why do you want to change it, though?
What's the point of changing it?
An opportunity has presented itself.
Oh, something
what's
free.
What's the opportunity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something free is probably right.
Yep.
It's not free, but it's really, really, really discounted.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is that opportunity?
I got this buddy of mine, and he and his wife live in Cabo San Lucas.
Okay.
Right. And they're going to give you the house.
No. They've chartered a yacht because they got it all really, really cheap because of their relationships. Like a 120-foot yacht to go out on the water for like 3 days.
Right. But they're telling you it's got to be the next week.
Yeah. You guys do it on my days? And No, we can only get it because it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's how we're getting it so cheap, you know?
Oh, yes.
So it's going to be the 26th, 27th, and 28th, is what you're saying.
Should I change the dates and do that?
I mean, if you're going to do it, you better do it right now and hope to God that they are willing to do it. But you can't wait much longer.
Yeah, you need to say something in the next couple days here. Yeah,
no, next couple hours.
By end of the weekend,
I got to talk to the BBBs.
Cappy, why don't you just do something like that for Rachel and it be you guys? Or are you trying to plan
something? Don't you pay for it?
Yeah, just...
Oh, no, because it's like, me and they put together a couple other couples. That's how you pool together to pay for something like that.
Cappy, that's how you plan things in advance.
Right. Yeah. The problem is you didn't plan in advance. Right.
But my guess is you've known about this for a couple of weeks. You've just been indecisive
about
it.
Wait, when did you know about this? That's a good question.
I don't want to say.
A couple of weeks at least. Yeah.
I'm going to fly out of
No.
TJ. Yeah.
When did you really know?
I don't know. A couple days ago.
No.
No way.
I promise
No
you.
Way.
This is new information, George.
No, it's not.
This is new information. No,
okay. How about this? Did you know in May?
I did not. Okay. Wait a second. May was like just a
May
couple
was
days
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Last month.
Did you know in April?
No.
Okay.
I just found out.
Okay. But even if you found out in May...
Put it this way. I found out about this cruise after I put in for vacation.
Oh, so somebody bailed and they invited you and Rachel.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, that's kind of how it sounds.
I know it does kind of sound that way, but I don't
think
so.
Which I'm not mad at.
I
mean, if
it
happens,
I think they're trying to find the right people to put together for that sort of a thing,
Right. When did you put in for your vacation?
And
by the way, how come I'm not emailed on those things?
May 24th,
I email you.
Right, you know that I am making the schedule now, Cappy, so you need to include me on those.
All right, I will.
Yeah, and I always email you on my days that I'm going to be gone, just so you know, as a courtesy.
You know, that is very courteous of you.
I'm so happy that you guys are getting vacay.
Oh, you must just be hearing this and going, first world problems.
Yeah, seriously, because I don't get any. I mean, I'm taking days off, but that's because of my knee.
Cap, if you're going to do it, you better do it by Monday.
I
COB.
Agree.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm making that schedule this weekend, and if I don't have your days...
I sent it to you, baseball.
You're out. I know,
baseball,
but you said you're changing
it.
I got it, but you said you're changing it. So
I'm sending this to you too, George. By the way, you're going to be so impressed with my organization. I've actually already gone into the college football season and said, hey, guys, on certain Fridays, I got to be on the road to go see my son play a football game.
Yeah.
We got to arrange for studios on these days, and dude, that's how organized I am, George.
You know, Cap, we had this conversation in the past about you putting me and George on the emails, and you still never did. Like, you've not done that.
Well, I'm not completely organized.
Cappy,
you.
Totally right.
Well, just if you're going to make those changes, you should do it soon, because to Lindsay's point, she's going to have to do extra work if you don't do it soon.
All right, sorry, Lindsay.
Then I'm going to be, texting people at the last minute, oh, can you fill in? Because Cappy needs
day off. Then she's got to change the thing that she does for the people. She's got to inconvenience other people, too.
Because Cappy's friends had some people cancel, and then they got Cappy together at the last minute.
Right.
And
TJ. Make the call, man.
Okay? I will throw you under the bus, too, Cap, if I have to.
I understand. I got you.
Just saying.
Oh, wow. Look, forward vacations from Scott Kaplan.
There you go.
Just popped up in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or on my email, on my desktop.
All right, next one. There's a big change coming to college football bowl season this year. The beloved Cheez-It Bowl has become the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The game will have a new bowl game tie-in, ACC versus the Big 12, but it will continue to be held at Camping World Stadium in Orlando and take place December 28th. And it also airs on ESPN for all you people.
Hey, time out. I haven't heard a word you're saying as I'm reading Cappy's email, and I think it's hilarious. Can I read this thing?
Yeah, you probably should.
The forward he just sent me. So when I email you my requests, and you guys are all on it, it's usually just the dates.
The dates,
right?
Yes, that's all we need to know.
So Cappy has forwarded, and he has explanations on them. Now, I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily. I just think it's funny though that he has decided to add more additional information. Like, most people don't care what you're taking your vacation time.
You're volunteering that info, Cappy. You don't need it.
You
but
shouldn't.
It is hilarious. So let me look at it. So let me start with the one we were just talking about: June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Which also, I mean, people can just look at a calendar. They can do that and see that for themselves. And you wrote girlfriend's birthday weekend. Okay. Then July 21st, which is a Friday, you have, do you know what you have that day?
I do.
What is it?
It's opening day at Del Mar. It's a national
opening
holiday.
Opening day at Del Mar. There you go. August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Do you know what that one is?
Yeah, that's the first weekend of August. That's the Bluesapalooza in Mammoth.
Right. You have Mammoth Weekend Blues Festival. In parentheses, I can connect via Comrex Wednesday from there, if preferred.
You know why, by the way?
Wait, there's more.
Okay,
there's more.
Go ahead.
August 17th and the 18th, Thursday and Friday. Move-in weekend at Tulane. Okay. And then August 28th through September 5th, Monday through the following Tuesday, Labor Day is 9-4. Thanks for your consideration.
That's nice.
Oh, and then you did mention the college football season here. There you go. But I just thought it was funny you added so much more information. Like, it was.
Well, you know what the deal is, dude?
I mean, I'm appreciative of it, but it's not necessary.
I literally do not have any idea how much vacation I have. Like,
you're
I don't know how much
you're
just
throwing days on there.
Can't yeah, I don't know. Like
I mean, it's in your contract, bro.
I don't know what it says. I mean, I don't know if
oh
I have
God.
2 weeks off, 4 weeks off, 6 weeks off. I have no idea how much vacation
I mean, you don't know how to
off.
Read your contract?
I don't even know where it is, dude.
I'll look
really.
Into it for you, Cappy, and I'll
she
keep track
you.
For you. We'll have, like, the Cappy vacation counter.
Yeah, my point is that, like, I just throw dates out there, and, like, I'm waiting for somebody to say to me, hey, man, you don't have any more.
Well, Mason used to do that, and then for years nobody would tell him, and then eventually they realized, dude, you're taking way more vacation than you're supposed to have.
Cappy, also, really? Cap, our calendar year ends, like, I'm pretty sure, what is it, the end of June
it's
or something?
The end of June, yeah.
So it really? Starts over, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm going to have so much vacation.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, really quick. Cappy, somebody just texted me and said if you need a spot to throw Ray to a party that they got you, and they actually own really good restaurants and a brewery.
Really?
Yeah. I'll link you.
There you go.
All right. I'm going to invite the entire circle of trust.
Big deal or no deal with one question in Cappy's calendar. Dealer's Choice is up next. But first.
We should have saved this for Dealer's Choice.
Yeah.
Look at that, Cappy. Every time I think of you, I get so emotional, baby.
You know, people who heard the earlier rejoin with Dana Carvey and the Chompin' Broccoli SNL bit, people who know that bit are all over the circle of trust, and they love that bit.
I mean, by all over is like three people.
I mean, like three people is really representative, George, of about 12 million people.
Oh, okay. Well, if you say so.
In the real world.
Yeah.
Not the Twitter world.
Right. Cappy, we were just telling you how funny it was. We were still laughing about you giving all the explanations as to what you're taking vacation.
Dude, it's like vacation guilt, man.
It's wrong
you know?
With you.
Like, no, I'll tell you guys a true story.
But seriously,
I last year had to take a couple of days off that were not at the most opportune time, frankly.
Yeah.
You know? And somebody said to me, they said, well, hey, why are you taking these days off? Because I think I'm going to probably need to explain that to somebody, you know? Like, so now I'm like overly explanative.
Now, were you doing it at a time like with, like, were you doing it last minute?
No, yes. it was more like, hey, man, this is football season, Jack. You can't be taking Fridays off, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's certain times a year that I unless it's a conflict with another job here at the company, that I try not to take time off during the fall.
Yeah,
and even in the winter, to be honest with you, outside of like spring break or a holiday weekend or something. But yeah, I mean, it's part of the deal. Like
vacation guilt, though, George, that's what it is. Is when you when
no,
you
but send- I think that there, what we do for a living, there is a balance, right? There is a balance of the calendar, let's call it, the sports calendar, where there are times in the year where particularly people are going to be listening more. And, you know, you want to be around as much as you can during those times is what I would say.
Mm.
I don't think that's vacation guilt. I think that's just business savvy.
No, I this is why I give all these explanations, because of vacation guilt. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Yeah, but in the summertime, you don't need to give nobody no explanation. Right. I'm out.
You know what, guys? In fact, I'm going to even add to that. I'm going to take more than I sent. I now think I have like 7, 8, 9 weeks of
no, you definitely don't
no,
have
No, I
that.
Do. I think I do. I have like 4 or 5 months of vacation
that's,
that
let
I haven't
Let me tell you
something.
You know what's going to happen if you end up taking 7 or 8 weeks of vacation? They're going to charge you for several weeks of not. Oh. They're not going to pay you for several weeks.
Oh, I just thought that they would say, don't come back. Yeah, yeah. I've been gone so
well,
long.
Well, they could do that too, but don't I'm saying like, they'll be like, oh, you know, remember all those extra weeks you took? Well, yeah. We don't have to pay you for those, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it wasn't technically vacation. You were just not working and getting paid.
Right.
So, hey, Cap, do you have an issue with me like sending an email and putting you on it, and just so we know, you know, how many days you have, and then moving forward, I can count
no,
them
No, don't
you?
Ask. Don't ask. Don't of? Poke the bear. Don't ask.
I think it's important that you know.
No, I don't want to know.
Okay.
Dude, you're going to lose money later. You're always complaining about money.
No, I'm going to take. I'm just going to keep taking days off under the assumption that I have them.
I'm being serious.
Oh. Anyway. All right. Hey, listen, I want to tell you guys something before we get out of here today, all right?
Dealer's choice. You got 5 minutes.
All right, look. I'm going to start off with the Mandy's, okay? The Mandy's are a very tough ticket to get, George. Are you aware of this?
I've heard, yes.
Okay? Now, I've had a lot of people, and I mean a lot.
Millions.
Say to me, hey, I need Mandy's tickets.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much I can do, George.
You can't be hay-kinged.
So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I made a commitment to several people that I was going to get them Mandy's tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And as of this morning, I didn't have them.
Right.
And I had to call in a bunch of Hay Kings. You have any idea how difficult it is to get one ticket to the Mandy's, let alone four?
No, I don't. I don't know.
You haven't tried to get tickets for anybody that needs them?
Nope.
You know, I mean, a neighbor that comes over, knocks on the door, goes, hey, George, you guys got some butter, and by the way, you got some Mandy's for me?
Nope. I always tell people I'm not Ticketmaster, bro.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I had to call in a Hay King this morning.
But you know why?
Minute. Tell me.
Why I can do that?
Tell me.
Because I pay for my tickets.
That's right.
So when I tell people, hey, bro, I buy on myself too, bro. So I'm sorry.
See, I'm a trader.
Yeah. Damn, I was going to Hay King both of you guys. Never mind.
That's why I buy him, because that way I'm like, sorry, bro.
Yeah. So I had to Hay King today. And then after I got done Hay Kinging, all for the Mandy's, all right, George, then I went to work today on putting the final touches on my Mandy's red carpet drip.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to encourage everybody, not just the four of us, but everybody listening here this Friday evening as we head off into the weekend, you got to bring your A game to the Mandy's red carpet. It's about being seen, being talked about, being photographed, the paparazzi, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working on it today. And when I show up next Saturday at Commerce Casino and I'm rocking my Mandy's pre-show gear, when you look at me, and you up and down me, and you check me out, just think of all the things that we've talked about over the course of the last year and why I chose to go with what I'm rocking that evening. Because I'm going to tell you something, George. Last year, I put a lot of time, a lot of thought, and a lot of money into my outfit, and none of you guys got it. And that hurt my feelings.
Are you talking about last year's outfit?
Yeah, it hurt my feelings.
I don't.
No, I saw the thing in the back. It said,
"Yeah, no one got it."
No, but you didn't get it. You didn't get what I did. What I did was, I took a sponsor at the time.
Mm.
I took their material and I took their their patterns, and I had a seamstress cut it all up, and then I wrote Sedano and Cap on my back, and I made this stupid-looking suit out of the same material from this company. It was funny. It was incorporating, like, the name of the show. I was a promotional vehicle. You know, it was the sponsor involved. Nobody got it.
Well, if you have to explain it, then what do you expect?
I know. So this year, what I'm hoping is that when I show up and you check me out, you're going to be like, oh, I understand the suit. Oh, I get the dogs. You know what I'm saying? Do you? Everything I'll be wearing at the Mandy's has meaning.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I don't know what you want me. Do you want me to, you know, I feel like you don't want me to ask you because you're going to want to discuss it after the fact, right?
Listen, I just want everybody to bring their A game. That's Laura.
Okay.
I hope you picked out the right suit and the right dress, Laura.
Lindsay said we all have to wear something that's black. So yeah. I got that
mainly
covered.
Black. Yeah.
Yeah. I got my red carpet dress, which was going to be my entire dress. But then since we need to wear something black, I'm going to switch it up and wear another outfit.
Yeah. Okay, and George, are you going to be switching costumes, outfits?
No, absolutely not. One thing. That's it. I'm not changing.
Lindsay Baseball, do you have a red carpet outfit? And then do you have something else for the awards?
I haven't decided what I'm going to wear yet. I've got a whole bunch of dresses that I've not even tried on yet.
There you go.
I'm telling you right now. Last year, set the tempo. This year, taking it to the next level. Feel me?
The bar wasn't pretty high last year, you know, so I'm just saying.
Saying I set the level?
Now I'm taking
it up a notch, girl.
I think the biggest problem for me, Cap, just to be honest, with your outfit was that it fell off. Like, you know, the lettering fell off.
That didn't help.
That was a little bootleggy.
Trying to prevent that, yeah.
Bootleggy. What bootleggy, man? I took it to this lady's house. She, like, cut this material up. She sewed it on. Yeah, I mean, it was bootleggy. I literally was in this lady's house.
All right, Cappy, we got to run.
All right,
go figure out your vacation time and Rachel's thing and your boat thing and all that. Great job today. Great job, Lindsay and Laura. It was coming up next. See ya.